Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the Prayers of the Faithful or Divine Office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Long-suffering Lord, rich in grace and truth, grant us this night the gifts of meekness, calm, mercy, compassion, and spiritual understanding. Lead us in joy to that dawn that does not pass away. With grateful hearts, we shall remain in your presence and offer humble praise to you, your Father, and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, pour your love into our hearts, and your goodness into our minds. Preserve us from all evil, so that your calm and peace may reign among us. We shall give you glory, now and forever. Amen.
But God will redeem me. Hear this, all you peoples, hearken all who dwell in the world. Of lowly birth or high degree, rich and poor alike, my mouth shall speak wisdom, prudence shall be the utterance of my heart. My ear is intent upon a proverb, I will set forth my riddle to the music of the harp. Why should I fear in evil days, when my wicked ensnarers ring me round? They trust in their wealth, the abundance of their riches is their boast. Yet in no way can a man redeem himself, or pay his own ransom to God. Too high is the price to redeem one's life. He would never have enough to remain alive always, and not see destruction. For he can see that wise men die, and likewise the senseless and the stupid pass away, leaving to others their wealth. But God will redeem me from the power of the nether world by receiving me. Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great. For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. But God will redeem me.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O Son, condescending to become one of us, you humbled yourself and came down to earth. Stretch forth your merciful right hand upon us, that it may protect us from the enemy, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, to you I call. Hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayer come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, Set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness with men who are evildoers, and let me not partake of their dainties. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before Him. Before Him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, You know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. I cry out to You, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought low indeed. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Lead me forth from prison, that I may give thanks to Your name. The just shall gather around me when You have been good to me. A lamp to my feet is Your word, a light to my path. I resolve and swear to keep Your just ordinances. I am very much afflicted. O Lord, give me life according to Your word. Accept, O Lord, the free homage of my mouth, and teach me Your decrees. Though constantly I take my life in my hands, yet I forget not Your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but from Your precepts I have not strayed. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I intend in my heart to fulfill Your statutes, always to the letter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify Him, all you peoples. For steadfast is His mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor to the One who hears our prayers and forgives our transgressions. He is the ocean of mercy and source of compassion, the good of goodness, to whom is due glory and honor this evening and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Creator of the world and ruler of all beings, You uphold everything by Your power and guide all things in Your wisdom. You have made evening and morning, night and day. Lord God, during this evening grant our souls freedom from all evil thoughts and our bodies rest from all harmful fatigue. Accept our vigil and receive our worship, that Your calm may reign over us and Your peace govern our hearts. Thus, our minds will be freed from the darkness of sin. Be for us the Sun of Justice. Illumine us with Your spiritual light, Lord, that we may not sleep amid confusion and shame, but be awakened to labor according to Your commandments. Do not turn Your ever-watchful eye from us, but guard us in Your mercy. Lord, do not let the wolf enter into Your sheepfold to devour the sheep marked with Your seal, but protect us with Your merciful right hand and save us from the enemy. Keep the snares of the devil far from us and drive away all evil spirits. Let no obscure thoughts fill us, but rather grant us, asleep or awake, to persevere in what is pleasing to You, and to store up deeds of goodness and light for the great and awesome day. Then we shall be counted among those who inherit the heavenly and eternal joys in that place of light where neither darkness nor trouble can penetrate, and we shall glorify You, Your Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, accept the incense of Your servants, as You accepted the incense of Moses, and receive our petitions, as You received the prayer of Eleazar and Phinehas. As the incense of Aaron the Levite was pleasing to You, so may this incense, which Your worshippers have offered to You, be acceptable in Your sight.
Lord, receive this incense which we have offered to You, and render it pleasing to Your Father. Delight us with the fragrance of your glorious perfumes. Thus we shall rejoice in you and give glory to you, your Father, and your living Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd and guide them always. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God forever. I heard the voice of the prophet Jeremiah say, "Happy the man who from his earliest youth has shouldered the yoke of the Lord."
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The disciples of John brought their teacher word of all these happenings. Summoning two of them, John sent them to ask the Lord, "Are you he who is to come, or are we to expect someone else?" When the men came to him, they said, "John the Baptizer sends us to you with this question, 'Are you he who is to come, or do we look for someone else?'" At that time, he was curing many of their diseases, afflictions, and evil spirits. He also restored sight to many who were blind. Jesus gave this response, "Go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind recover their sight, cripples walk, lepers are cured, the deaf hear, dead men are raised to life, and the poor have the good news preached to them. Blessed is that man who finds no stumbling block in me." When the messengers of John had set off, Jesus began to speak about him to the crowds. "What did you go out to see in the desert? A reed swayed by the wind? What really did you go out to see? Someone dressed luxuriously? Remember, those who dress in luxury and eat in splendor are to be found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? He is that, I assure you, and something more. This is the man of whom Scripture says, 'I send my messenger ahead of you to prepare your way before you.' I assure you, there is no man born of woman greater than John, yet the least born into the kingdom of God is greater than he." The entire populace that had heard Jesus, even the tax collectors, gave praise to God, for they had received from John the baptismal bath he administered. The Pharisees and the lawyers, on the other hand, by failing to receive his baptism, defeated God's plan in their regard. What comparison can I use for the men of today? What are they like? They are like children squatting in the city squares and calling to their playmates. "We piped you a tune, but you did not dance. We sang you a dirge, but you did not wail." I mean that John the Baptizer came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he is mad. The Son of Man came and he both ate and drank, and you say, "Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." God's wisdom is vindicated by all who accept it.
O Lord of night and Master of all time, hear our supplications and have mercy on us. You have reconciled heaven and earth. Grant peace to your church and keep her children in the light of the cross. Behold the night which spreads and covers the earth with darkness. At nighttime may our prayer be a pure incense pleasing to your majesty. The sun has set, darkness envelops the earth. Lord, illumine the eyes of our hearts with your light. Glory be to you, O Lord. The Virgin Mary, your mother, and the apostles, prophets, and martyrs, intercede for us. O God, through their prayers, strengthen the weak, comfort the sick, grant pardon to the deceased, and forgive the faults of us poor sinners. Exalt, O Lord, the memory of your mother and your saints. Through their prayers, grant pardon to us and our deceased. Through the prayers of your mother, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, watch over the living, and in your mercy, forgive those who have died.
Let us confess, adore, and praise the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O strong one. Holy are you, O immortal one. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O strong one. Holy are you, O immortal one. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us and have mercy on us. Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Lord, accept our worship and our prayers. Lord, come to our assistance and have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the night and the day are yours. You uphold the light and the sun. Through your power you direct the sequence of the seasons. O Lord, you have brought the day to its close and called forth the night. Be for us that great day that never ends. In the evening, let your light shine in our hearts, and in the darkness of the night, enlighten us with the knowledge of your truth. And so, through all the days of our lives, we shall praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To you be glory, and may your mercy rest upon us, now and forever. Amen. Let us thank God for all the graces he has bestowed on us this day, which has passed in calm and peace. Let us recall our failings against the commandments of God and the Church in thought, word, deed, or omission. We ask for God's pardon as we pray. Forgive us, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. God, Father in heaven, by your living and holy name, keep us from evil and lead us not into temptation. For we call upon you, O Lord, our God, our constant hope. Glory to you forever. O Lord, our Lord, may our humble worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers come before you and our actions give you honor. Let your mercy, kindness, help, graces, and divine love be poured abundantly upon us poor sinners, both in heaven and on earth, which you have created in your goodness. O Lord, our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with you, and also with you. O God, through the prayers of your mother and the saints who have believed in you, the prayers of the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, through the prayers of the just, the priests, the holy fathers, the pastors and doctors of true faith, through the prayers of our Pope, our Patriarch, and our Bishop, forgive your people and have mercy on your flock. May God bless, forgive, sanctify, purify, and keep each of the faithful united with us in this spiritual office. May mercy and compassion be upon us and all the faithful who dwell here. May peaceful rest be granted to those who have died in the faith. May the faithful who live here experience the protection of his victorious cross. May we and all his servants who adore him with bowed head receive the mercy of the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. May God forgive your sins, pardon your failings, and deliver you from the power of the enemy. May he grant you the remission of your offenses. Go in peace and pray to Christ for me.